Polls open in Egypt today and voters will be faced with an unusual choice: to re-elect President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi or vote for one of his supporters who is certain to lose. President Sisi argues he has delivered security and stability, and a car bomb that killed two policemen on the weekend was a reminder of the threat of violence. But neither candidate has mounted a serious effort in a campaign denounced by a human rights group as neither free nor fair. Middle East correspondent Matt Brown reports from Cairo.
Tahrir Square. 7 years ago, this was the scene of an uprising that helped force a general-turned-president from power after decades of corrupt and brutal rule. Now it's choked with traffic and heavily patrolled by police, backed by military vehicles on one curb. Large posters of the new general-turned-president, Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, adorn a couple of dilapidated buildings. But they're among just a few symbols of an election that's all but preordained. After leading a coup against the Muslim Brotherhood in 2013, Mr. Sisi is running for a second term. Since the coup, human rights groups say tens of thousands of people have been locked up as part of a sweeping crackdown against Islamists, civil society campaigners, and journalists. Potential presidential opponents have been arrested, intimidated, or otherwise dissuaded. Mohamed Anwar al-Sadat, the nephew of a former president, says he decided not to run because of bureaucratic roadblocks and the intimidation of his supporters.
This is an election happening whereby there is emergency law, protest law, terrorism law. So you cannot help it. If any of your supporters or any of your campaign members is somehow being stopped or detained or abused, nothing you can do for him.
Mr. Sadat says the election is simply a sham.
There is no chance for any serious candidate. There is no chance for him. They don't want to see candidates whom they will speak out.
However, elections are supposed to provide legitimacy, so just 2 hours before nominations closed, a relatively unknown politician, Musa Mustafa Musa, put himself forward to run as the only challenger. He freely admits that, until that moment, he was one of the president's parliamentary supporters.
We wanted him to come again.
You wanted him re-elected?
Re-elected, yes. This was our aim because I'm not inventing the wheel. I'm saying the exact situation, what is going on and how we wanted the stability for the country for another 4 years.
And it's fair to say that now that he's thrown his hat into the ring, Musa Mustafa Musa is running what you might generously call a small target campaign, arguing economic reforms went too fast.
What has your opponent, President Sisi, done wrong?
He did not do wrong. He acted very fast in a short period of time.
He didn't do anything wrong?
No, I'm talking about about it, but wrong. Everybody doing things wrong. So
it's not much of a point of difference. But Mr. Musa says it was essential to offer some sort of competition, so the election wouldn't simply be a referendum on President Sisi, threatening an embarrassingly low turnout.
If there is no other candidate, it is going to be catastrophic to the country, because believe me, nobody will going to go down to vote.
But most know that whether they cast a ballot or not, they're probably going to get more of the same. And human rights groups are bracing for just that.
Middle East correspondent Matt Brown reporting from Cairo.